Phil, it's Swansea Sound, and with us at the moment we have Dr. Arik Sigmon, a screen time expert, and Mark Hardy, chairman of the Association of Play Industries. Both welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's great to have you both here. We're talking about something which is a real hot potato at the moment, aren't we?
Yes, apparently we are.
It's kids having too much screen time. It's something that parents are going to be quaking at the sheer thought of, I think. But it's something that we all recognise, I think. Kids are in front of screens too much at the moment.
They are. Interestingly, we did a survey in your area and found, ready for this, 86% of parents think that children should have less than 2 hours of screen time a day. In fact, about half of them felt that should only be 1 hour of recreational screen time a day. So there was a general feeling that kids are spending too much time enjoying themselves on entertainment screen time, and something needs to be done. Now, the report I've done for the Association of Play Industries looked at two things. One of them is how much has outdoor play declined. It's declined rapidly and dramatically in recent times. The second question is, why would that happen? It used to be thought that it was because parents were concerned about their kids being outdoors because of stranger danger and traffic. But we've now come to realize it's also because kids prefer to be doing special things in their bedrooms indoors. What are those things? Looking at screens. And the screens are getting smaller, and they have Wi-Fi. And it's not surprising they're spending more and more time every year looking at screens and less time going outdoors. The report looked at how many hours a day, 5 hours a day on average of entertainment screen time for 5 to 15-year-olds.
It's huge, this, isn't it?
Yep, it is. And it's going up every single year. That's my job, is to look at, you know, screen time figures. It's going up and up every year. And interestingly, the age at which it starts is going all the way down to newborn babies, where people are putting screens in their cots, thinking the babies are going to grow up to be digital natives and all of that. So we know that if kids are starting when they're young, we're shaping their media habits for the rest of their lives. We also know that if we get them to be physically active, we also shape those behaviors for the rest of their lives. So we need to intervene early and provide parents with some support and guidance. And that's what this campaign and this report is all about.
It's hugely important. And I know I've gone to restaurants, family-friendly restaurants, and the amount of kids they see at the table with their iPad is huge.
Yeah. By the way, the amount of time I mentioned to you doesn't count when they're not away at home. This is generally 5 hours at home a day.
Yeah.
And it's not anybody's fault, is that these devices and apps and so on have arrived in our lives so recently, and they become smaller and smaller and smaller. We haven't had time to actually think about what place do they have in our children's lives. And what we're trying to do with our report called A Movement for Movement is grabbing this issue by the scruff of the neck and say, right, we've come to a point now where we need some clarity, parents need support and guidance. My job is to provide the support and guidance when it comes to screens and their relationship with child health. And my colleague here, Mark Hardy, is an expert on how playgrounds can play a role in getting kids outside and why we do need more playgrounds. This is terribly important. Parents need to realize that when kids are outdoors, they play more and they move more and they burn more calories than when they're indoors. So it's not a lifestyle choice anymore. Playing outdoors is a medical necessity. And given that the majority of the population is starting to live in urban areas, playgrounds and parks are the place where that can happen. So it isn't a question of lifestyle. It's a question of back to basic necessities for children.
I mean, play is hugely important. Kids learn through play. And it's a case, Mark, isn't it, that you don't see as many play areas as you used to in the 70s and 80s.
They're closing. Local authorities across England have closed 347 play areas in the last few years. And, you know, the forecasts going forward, that reduction is going to continue. And we know why that is. Local authority budgets are squeezed. They have to prioritise what they spend the money on. And unfortunately, play areas fall down that list of priorities. The issue is, we want, and through this report, what we're trying to do is to recommend to parents to reduce the amount of time kids spend in front of screens.
Mm.
But at the same time, what we have to do is we have to give them, along with that stick, we have to give them a carrot. And the carrot is to provide attractive, well-maintained, appealing areas where they can go, where they can play freely and safely. And of course, it isn't just about movement. It's also about social interaction.
Yeah.
And so what we want them to do is we want them to talk to one another instead of texting each other and communicate.
I mean, I had someone on the show last week and they were saying that loneliness is huge in children at the moment. They're spending all this time, yeah, all this time on tablets, talking to people in New York or whatever, but they're not talking to kids face to face. And that is a huge issue.
It is a huge issue. There are actually special brain areas which need to be activated regularly for children to develop the necessary social skills. Mm. And you're right in pointing this out. Isn't it funny? We were told by all the social media companies that these devices and apps were going to make us more connected, more social. Look what we have now, a minister for loneliness at a time when we've never had so much social media use and so much connectivity. So obviously it hasn't worked out the way that the social media profit-making companies have said, and we do need to intervene to make sure that kids are not lonely, old people aren't lonely, and that requires, as Mark was saying, they need to get out and see each other face-to-face and voice-to-voice.
I kind of know where the next question is going, but as if they're not having enough flack at the moment. Do you think the government is doing enough here?
No.
I thought you'd say that.
Look at it this way. You know, by profession, I'm an engineer. And as an engineer or a scientist or whatever, what you look at something when you have an issue is you look at the root cause that's providing it and then you fix the root cause. Mm. We're doing it the opposite way here. You know, we have issues with obesity. We have mental health issues. We have social issues. And what we're doing in the National Health Service, which is absolutely squeezed, and everybody knows that, we're spending billions fixing these problems. And yet at the same time, we're reducing the very, very nominal spend on providing the facilities locally in communities that would actually get people to be more socially interactive, be more active, and therefore they wouldn't have as many problems to fix.
Mm. It's a huge problem. Can you see the tide turning on this at all? Or is this something that we're just going to have to face up as a fact that's going to be here forever?
Look, I haven't met anybody that you talk to about this that doesn't end up somewhere in the conversation by saying, well, it's obvious, isn't it? Isn't this common sense? But as you and I know, and probably as our grandparents told us, common sense isn't that common. Mm. And I think this is something that government need to take action. They need to wake up and they need to realize that in actual fact, they need to look at the root causes and address them.
It's a huge issue. Where can people find more information about this?
Well, in the first instance, you know, I'm sure if you go to that Google place and you say API Play, it'll probably get you there. But if you go API-play.org, that'll get you to our website and that will get you to the campaign, A Movement for Movement. It'll get you Arik's full report. It'll get you a synopsis of the report and various other useful information.
But I guess if you're a parent listening at the moment, just trying to get the kids to play more and not so much screen time.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it really isn't complicated. The good news is, and this is in the report, parents were led to believe by the screen industry is that if you actually limit their screen time, it'll result in more screen time. It ain't true. Mm. Parents who have moderate limits for their children's recreational screen time are far, far more likely to have kids with less screen time than the parents who have no rules or limits.
It's a great point to end on. Both, thanks for coming on today.
Pleasure.
Thank you, Phil. Cheers.